Time for some extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey. Oh, fans of Harold's Chicken are going to love this, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, good news for fans of Harold's Chicken and its famous mild sauce. It is now in bottles and going to be widely available at grocery stores around Chicago and in the suburbs. This has been something that it's Harold's fans have clamored for a long time. It's nothing quite beats the sauce that you get when you're in one of the many locations around the city. But yeah, now you can get it. Pete's Fresh Markets in the city and suburbs has it on the shelves now, 16-ounce bottles. Walt's Food Center in the south suburbs has it. Save-A-Lot's got a deal coming, and they're going to start shipping it online. So you're ready to slather your chicken in mild sauce in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, Harold's has been around a long time, since 1950. They have dozens of locations across the state and several other states, too. Let's talk about what's going on in Ukrainian village with the big party.
Yeah, there's going to be, it looks like the weather's going to hold up for tomorrow at noon. There's a big block party outside the Empty Bottle in Ukrainian Village. It's a neighborhood event. They're trying to celebrate businesses up and down Western as well as around the Ukrainian Village area. It's called The Best Western Block Party, celebrating Chicago's longest street. And it starts at noon outside the Empty Bottle. They're going to block off part of Cortez Street, right at Cortez and Western. Dunk tank, you can put the local alderman into the water if you want. you know, there's going to be some pop-ups, there's going to be some restaurants and some bands. So for a 79-degree Saturday afternoon, it might be a good place to stop if you're in the area.
Yeah, sounds like fun. This is kind of sad, the news about Timuel Black. What a great Chicago historian and activist for years. What's the update on how he's doing, Seamus?
Right, yeah, I feel like we could do hours and hours and hours and weeks on Timuel Black's history. He has entered hospice care. He's resting at his Kenwood home. You know, he just turned 102 last year. There was a big party outside. It was out in the elements because of COVID, but all kinds of people came by. Jesse Jackson was there. Politicians stopped by. So, you know, they're saying they're not sure how much long Timuel Black has now, but he's resting comfortably with his wife. There was a GoFundMe set up just to sort of help with his hospice expenses and home care expenses that just went up on Wednesday, and I just checked, and it's over $75,000 already, people. So people are really just giving back to a guy who's been giving back to Chicago and really to the world. I mean, the list of his accomplishments, civil rights, education. He fought in World War II. It was in some of the, you know, the most famous spots of the war. The guy's done just about everything and spreads the word as well. I mean, he's been teaching kids for you know, decades and decades, and we really just wish him the best. He is legitimately a Chicago legend and beloved all around the area.
Amen. Historian Timuel Black, he's done so much good for so long. Seamus, you have a good weekend. There's more on all of this at blockclubchicago.org, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Bob.